Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The DH, Jason Tyner. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Owens. Batting second. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting third. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Makowiak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Josh Fields. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Cintron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Toby Hall. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Garland. And now, play ball. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Makowiak. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Castillo is safe. Castillo moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mauer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. Bartlett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Mauer moves to third. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morneau takes first base on ball four. Torrey Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Makowiak. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Mauer scores. Morneau moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Owen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau tags and scores. Hunter tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tyner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Owens is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Owens strikes out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uribe hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Makowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castillo bunts towards third. Fields picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fields. Castillo moves to second. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to second for the out. Castillo scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fields fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Makowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Makowiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko moves to third. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fields hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko scores. Makowiak moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cintron hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier who is chasing the ball. Cintron reaches third base with a triple. Makowiak scores. Fields goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Twins. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Owens is 0-for-1 in the game. Owens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Makowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kubel is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cintron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kubel moves to second. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome is hit by the pitch. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kubel. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Thome moves to third. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bartlett fields it and tags Konerko, for the out. Thome scores. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Twins. Rob Makowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Makowiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Makowiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Dye trying to get to third. Cuttier throws the ball into Punto, who tags Dye for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bartlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Bartlett moves to third. It's 7-4, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cintron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Garland. Bartlett scores. Mauer moves to third. Morneau moves to second. It's 8-4, Twins. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunter is walked intentionally. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-4, Twins. Nick Massett now pitching. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyner hits a pop-up towards short. Uribe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto hits a line drive into center field. Owen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fields is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fields strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cintron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Castillo moves to second. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bartlett hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castillo moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo scores. It's 13-4, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fields throws to second for one, and Cintron throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cuttier moves to second. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cuttier scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-4, Twins. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunter hits a pop-up towards third. Fields settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 14, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Owens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Owens is 0 for 2 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 0 for 2 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cubel. Uribe reaches second base with a double. Owens moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. Owens scores. Uribe moves to third. One out. It's 14-5, Twins. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Konerko hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-5, Twins. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Makowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makowiak is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Makowiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fields is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fields strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 14, and the White Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Owen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tyner hits a fly ball into center field. Owen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 3 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 14, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Ortiz now pitching. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Morneau. Cintron moves to second. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Owens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Owens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cintron moves to third. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cintron scores. Owens moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 14-8, Twins. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 14, and the White Sox 8. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cintron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maurer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. Maurer hits a line drive into left field. Makowiak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Makowiak. Bartlett moves to third. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 4 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive towards third. Fields reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartlett scores. Maurer moves to second. It's 15-8, Twins. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Maurer scores. Morneau moves to third. It's 16-8, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kubel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau tags and scores. Hunter tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 17-8, Twins. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyner is 0-for-4 in the game. Tyner takes first base on ball 4. DeJuan Day now pitching. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Punto is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Tyner moves to second. It's 18-8, Twins. Luis Rodriguez pinch hits for Luis Castillo. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 18, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Rodriguez now playing third base. Lou Ford now playing center field. Nick Punto now playing second base. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Andy Gonzalez pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. 1 out. Rob Makowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Makowiak is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Makowiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez scores. 2 outs. It's 18-9, Twins. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fields is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fields hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 18-10, Twins. Alex Cintron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cintron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cintron takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 18, and the White Sox 10. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Gonzalez now playing first base. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Maurer is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. Maurer takes first base on ball 4. Bartlett moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-5 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Day juggles the ball. That's an error on Day. Bartlett moves to third. Maurer moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Morneau hits a line drive into left field. Makowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bartlett scores. Maurer moves to third. Cuttier moves to second. It's 19-10, Twins. Ryan Buchvich now pitching. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kubel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 6 RBIs. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Maurer scores. Cuttier moves to third. Ford moves to second. It's 20-10, Twins. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tyner is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buchvich fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 20, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Carmen Calley now pitching. Jerry Owens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Owens is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Owens hits a line drive towards short. Bartlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uribe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 20-11, Twins. Andy Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gonzalez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 20, and the White Sox 11. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Punto is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Makowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bartlett is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Bartlett hits a fly ball into left field. Makowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maurer is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gonzalez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maurer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 20, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dye is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Makowiak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Makowiak is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Makowiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields the ball and throws to Calley covering. Safe. Josh Fields is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fields is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fields hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Fields reaches second base with a double. Makowiak moves to third. Alex Cintron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cintron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cintron hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Cintron reaches second base with a double. Makowiak scores. Fields scores. It's 20-13, Twins. Toby Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cintron moves to third. Luis Torero pinch hits for Jerry Owens. Luis Torero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torero takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Juan Rincon now pitching. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Cintron scores. Hall moves to third. Torero moves to second. It's 20-14, Twins. AJ Pierzynski pinch hits for Andy Gonzalez. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 20, and Chicago White Sox, 14. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.